One day after President Obama touted natural gas as a bridge fuel, New York's environmental commissioner said it's extremely unlikely that permits for hydraulic fracturing will be issued in the next year in the Empire State. Innovation Trail's Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martens testified at a legislative budget hearing. The state has had a de facto moratorium on hydrofracking for nearly 6 years. Martens did tell lawmakers there are no plans to begin drilling in the new fiscal year, which runs through March 31, 2015. Afterward, he clarified his comments.
The question applied to the budget. Was there any funds in the budget? There is no funds in the budget that have anything to do with high-volume hydraulic fracturing. So I think logically the consequence of that is we have no plans to issue permits. I think that was the specific questions for high-volume hydraulically fracked wells.
If New York were to begin drilling, then money would be needed in the new state budget to pay for additional staff to issue the permits. Governor Cuomo, in his spending plan proposal, is not asking for that. Even before permits could be issued, the DEC would have to complete an environmental impact statement. That review has been held up since September of 2012, when Commissioner Martens announced that Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, would conduct a health study. Martens says he's still waiting for the results of that review.
Dr. Shah is reviewing the SGIS specifically to see whether or not it addresses the whole suite of public health issues that have been raised over the last couple of years. Until Dr. Shah's finishes his review, we won't be proceeding.
Martens says there is no timetable for Shah to finish.
Not one well! Not one well!
A small group of anti-fracking protesters attended the hearing. They began chanting, but were quickly hushed.
We get to the point where we have some orders so we can continue business.
John Armstrong with Frack Action says he's relieved to hear that fracking in New York will continue to be delayed.
We find that to be excellent news. The bottom line for us is every day that there's not fracking in New York and New Yorkers aren't being poisoned, and our air isn't being poisoned by fracking, it's a day that New Yorkers aren't getting sick, and we're glad for that.
There has been no public information about what Dr. Shah is studying in the nearly year and a half of the review. Martens did not answer questions about whether he's satisfied with the transparency of the process. Armstrong with Frack Action says he'd like to know more about Shah's research and wishes the health commissioner would expand it into a comprehensive health study.
We would like to see transparency, public participation, inclusion of New York's medical community and many scientists and experts in the process to make sure that due diligence is being done and that the overwhelming body of science showing the harms and the dangers of fracking is being carefully considered.
Dr. Shah is scheduled to testify before the Joint Legislative Fiscal Committees in February, where he's likely to face more questions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.